Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, You Choose. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look in James 5. This is the good news on this now. James 5, he's talking about prayer. And he said, if anybody's sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. And among other things, he said, let them pray. Pray. Everybody say pray. Pray the prayer of faith. And he said, it'd heal the sick. And the Lord would raise him up. Is he saying there'd be a difference if they'd pray in faith? Difference between being healed and not being healed. If somebody would pray in faith. And he keeps going on. He says, verse 16, confess your faults one another and do what? Pray one for another that you may be healed. Would he tell you to pray for something that it might not be his will for you to have? Certainly not. Well, it must be his will for you to be healed. Verse 16, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Makes you want to say, how much? Listen to Young's literal translation of this, verse 16. It says, very strong is a working supplication of a righteous man. Everybody say, very strong.
Very strong.
The Living Bible talks about this. The Living Bible says, the earnest prayer of a righteous man has great power and wonderful results.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, great power. And wonderful results. What has great power and wonderful results? An earnest prayer of a righteous man. Some folks say, well, man, if we could just find some righteous people. You've been made righteous by the blood of the Lamb. You cannot make yourself righteous. The other part is earnest. Can you be sincere? Can you mean business? To the playing? Well, then you can see something with great power and wonderful results. And he gives a specific example, very next verse, of Elijah. He said Elijah was as completely human as we are. You believe that? You know, it's easy to think about these men as superhuman. And when you think about Elijah standing on the mount, calling down fire on the sacrifice, facing down these hundreds of prophets of Baal, I mean, you tend to put a cape on the man. Right. Somebody say, Elijah. Whoo. Super prophet. But we know that the very next day, he's whining up under a tree. Going, God, just kill me. Just kill me. Just put me out of my misery. Because you know I'm the only one left. I'm the last one. I'm the last prophet. God had to tell him, you're not the last one. I got thousands of people in this land. But he's wanting to die. He's wanting to quit. He's scared of Jezebel. Believing wrong stuff. Just as human as us. You know what kind of people God uses? People just like us. You know why? He ain't got nobody else. Sometimes makes you feel for him, then makes you want to pray for God, but who would you pray to? Now, we, by his hand on us and by his grace, we are enough and more than enough for him to use. In spite of our frailties and weaknesses and ignorances. But he's wanting us to see just what this man did, you can do too. He's not some superhuman different from you. He's a man, King James says, subject to like passions. This translation, completely human as we are. And yet when he prayed, somebody say he prayed.
He prayed.
When he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, what happened? None fell. Because it was the sovereign plan and will. No, didn't say that. Well, God's in control of the weather. Really? You would think he'd tweak it a little bit because, man, sometimes it's too hot. Sometimes it's too cold. Sometimes the wind blows too hard. And sometimes lightning blows the roof off. And if he's in control. I heard that cow moo again. The Bible says the whole earth is groaning and travailing. Why? It's been affected by sin and the curse. The same thing is happening to your body is happening to the planet. The planet is getting old. And the Lord's going to have to change the whole thing. The Bible said the elements are going to melt with fervent heat. And He's going to have to make a new heavens and a new earth. And you and I are going to get to experience a new heaven and a new earth with no sin, no curse. And the temperature is going to be perfect. Perfect. The humidity is going to be perfect. Perfect. No more hurricanes. No more earthquakes. The earth has He given to the children of men. If He's given the earth to the children of men, then men could pray and the weather be changed. It's happened before. It can happen again. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And what happened? It didn't rain for 3.5 years. And then He prayed again, and this time that it would rain, and down it poured, and the grass turned green, and the gardens began to grow again. Why? Why? Because God was in control. That's not what it said. Why? Because a man prayed. Because a man prayed. If God has given the earth to the children of men, then He's not running everything. And it's not that He's controlling everything. It's unless somebody invites Him in and asks Him to get involved, you don't see His involvement. How could you know He was involved? You're going to see something good. Right? You're going to see something good. If it's good, it's Him. Go to Genesis. Can you take a little bit more of this? Some folks may be wondering. Genesis 18. You don't necessarily have to turn there, but it's the story of Abram and how that the angel of the Lord came, and the angels came to him, and he was hospitable to them. And then as they were leaving, he said to him, "Shall I hide from Abram the thing that's about to happen here?" He's talking about Sodom and Gomorrah and how the wickedness of it, the cry of it had come up to heaven. And Abram saw that that place is about to be destroyed. And his kinfolks live there. Lot and his family. Shouldn't have been living there. But they were. And so he says, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? What if there's some righteous people in that city? Wouldn't you spare it for 50 righteous?" What'd the Lord say? What'd the Lord say? What'd the Lord say?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll spare it for 50. Now, if as some people preach and teach, the Lord would have said, "Don't try to talk to me about this. This is the plan of God. It's been set from the foundation of the world. How dare you, worm of a man, try to talk to the Almighty?" We've already talked about this. If everything is set in concrete and God has foreordained everything and it has to be that way, nobody's got any choice or control, there can't be any if. And there's definitely if. And He keeps saying, if we find 50 righteous people, the Lord said, "I'll spare the whole place." And Abraham said, "What if we're a little short of that 50 mark? Let's say we just 5 short, Lord." What'd the Lord say? "I'll spare the whole place for 45. He said, "Lord, don't be upset with me, but what if we can only find 40? And then He said, "What if we can only find 30? He said, "I'll spare the whole place for 30. He said, "How about 20? Now, I want you to listen, friend. The weather was changed for years because a man prayed in faith, earnestly. Here, we're talking about a large city, whether it's destroyed or not destroyed. Based on what? A man asking God to spare it. He said, Lord, I feel like I'm pushing it here, but if we can only find 10. And the Lord said, I will spare the whole city. For 10. And I think Abraham thought we got it. Because Lot's family's bigger than 10. He had his daughters and his sons and his son-in-laws and his kids and his grandkids. And I think he thought, you know, man, we got that. But they've been living over there too long. And apparently there weren't even 10 righteous people in that whole big, huge city. Friend, this is the problem. Lack of faith. The Scripture said, when the Lord comes back, shall He find faith in the earth? That's why it's called precious. Precious. Is it true that whole cities can be spared from being destroyed?
Yes.
Because somebody asked Him to. In faith. Weather can be changed for months and years. What is this telling us? What is this showing us? Didn't Jesus say, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. If any two of you agree as touching anything you ask for, my Father will do it for you. Did He say it?
Did
He say it?
Amen.
Then it's not that God is controlling everything no matter what men do. Down in heaven, He is completely in control. Hey, won't it be wonderful to get there? But He said, we're not supposed to just wait till then. He said, pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, if it was already being done, He wouldn't tell us to pray that it would be done. That reveals it's not being done because He told us to pray that it would be done. Oh, but friend, do you believe that if you and I will come boldly to the throne of grace and ask in faith, sincerely, that even in this dark, bleak, sin-filled, disease-filled, curse-filled, devil-filled, dangerous place, that if we'll open the door and we ask the Lord in and we invite Him in and we believe Him, that He will do things. He will get involved. He will manifest. How will we know God got involved? You'll see something good. Something good will happen. You'll hear and you'll know somebody asked Him in. Somebody asked Him to get involved. Somebody asked Him to come in. Oh, can you say amen, saints?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, You Choose, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.